Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Formed the Alliance of Sahel States, ASS.
Okay. They didn't think that went through. But the thing is I left it on the counter.
Yeah.
Like the kitchen counter, so they're like, where is it going to go, right? So I called her and I was like, hey, did you know there was a snail in the house?
Yeah.
And she's like, a what? And I was like, a snail. And she's like, starts laughing because I know she doesn't know what I'm talking
yeah.
about. And I was like, you know the snail, like those little slimy things with the
yeah.
shell on top? And she's like, trying to think, but she's laughing because she's like mad that she doesn't know. And I was like, I literally don't know how to tell you in case now. I'm like, a snail.
How does she not know?
And then she's like,
I feel
like
as kids, we like
always brought them
always
in the house.
Always brought them in the house, yeah.
So I told her, I was like, you know when it rains? And she's like, oh, and just like dying of laughter.
Yeah.
Because she remembered that she saw it in the morning. She's yeah. like, yeah, oh my God, I saw it. And okay. Side note, when parents speak in Gaysinan in Harari, mm-hmm. they attribute a gender to things that really don't need a gender. But mm-hmm. I'm sure snails have genders. I don't know.
She called it a she?
Yeah. yeah. So she's like, oh, yeah, I saw her. And I was like, you saw it and you didn't take it out of the house? And mm-hmm. she's like, well, it came in with the tomato plant. Because let me tell you what my mom did. She bought a tomato plant and she left it outside.
Yeah.
And it had tomatoes like already growing on it.
Yeah.
So obviously the raccoons ate them.
Oh, so this was after they already ate all the
They ate the tomatoes, but yeah. I guess the snail, because it was outside, found its way onto the plant. And yeah. she brought the plant inside after being angry that the raccoons ate them. She's been having beef with raccoons all week. She got chased.
Everyone
the
in
other
Toronto
day.
Has beef with raccoons.
She got chased.
She got chased by
yeah,
one?
Yeah, it was actually hilarious.
What do you mean she... What?
Yeah.
How?
I've been chased too. I don't know. Like in our neighborhood, the raccoons kind of run the streets low-key.
Yeah, you guys, your raccoons are a little different. Out here, they're chilling. I've no. never had one that aggressive.
Our raccoons, because a lot of people leave their garbage outside. Mm-hmm. So they, like, I'm sure now it's different because everyone has the lock now on the compost.
Yeah.
But they still rummage through the garbage bins.
Yeah.
So they're, like, thick.
Yeah, they're being good. They
and
know.
They're mm-hmm. really scary. Like, truly, it's terrifying. So... Anyways, she got chased the other day. That's not the funny story.
But like, what are they gonna do when you start chasing? You just kick them.
No, they like hiss at you.
Yeah, and then you can kick them. It's like Canadian geese.
But you know what?
Canada goose.
Okay, so
Canada
like,
geese?
No.
What?
Because actually, it's so weird. I feel like normally we'd be more scared of geese than mm-hmm. we are of raccoons, because geese are like the gangsters of the streets of Toronto.
Yeah.
She literally FaceTimed me today. She's like, "Look at the cute little birds." I'm like, "Run away! You're gonna get attacked." Go and
yeah,
she's
but
like,
they're like very unassuming. I don't know why. And then like they're not always aggressive. They're only aggressive when they're like trying to protect
the babies,
which yeah. is kind of endearing in itself in a way. You know, I'm just saying. Even though you might get attacked, it's like, oh, but you're protecting your family.
I mean, I
how
guess
how cute, right?
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys, to the 170th episode.
episode. Welcome back, guys, to the 170th See? Episode.
Of the Connection
Podcast.
Wait.
We didn't even say cousin.
Of the Cousin
Connection Podcast.
With your host Amir
and Sara.
See, now you guys actually know our names, because we never apparently mentioned that. That's in reference to one of the comments left from last week.
You guys went in on the comments for the last episode, and I truly have been enjoying reading them. We absolutely will read them. Yeah,
we'll dedicate like a good part of the section.
Yes, no, podcast we really for that. Should. We really should.
Yeah, but let's get updates, Sarah. What's your update of the week on running? Your goals? How much have they increased? What's going on?
So, you know, we had a little bit of a setback this week, but it's okay because life just happened. But I still, I ran 2 kilometers straight this past week, which is huge.
Okay.
Because normally...
Last time you did 1.2 or something?
Yeah, 1.2. Okay. So I'm like, little progress.
800 meters, man. That's 2 more laps around the course, whatever you call those things.
The running course. The
track. The track. That's what it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was in track and field, guys.
Were you? Yeah. But yeah, so that was an accomplishment for me. And even though I didn't get to run as much as I wanted to in terms of like how many days I did it, I still, a win is a win.
A win is a win.
A win is a win. But hey, we're going to take it.
Yeah, exactly. You still got another
3 weeks.
3 weeks or maybe even 3 weeks.
I think.
If this is halfway through the month and it's, yeah, 3 weeks, 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Yeah, but what's crazy is I signed on to my account to just like, confirm the details.
Yeah.
And why is there no race to be found? So I'm like, I know I paid for this.
Wait, what?
So I checked my credit card statement back in February, which is when I actually registered, and I got charged, but there's no indication that I signed up. And so I'm a little worried.
Wait, so is this like a real race?
No, it is, because I asked Marwa, like, hey, did you get an email? She's like, yeah, I just got one today. I'm like, I didn't get one.
I'll be making calls.
So I followed up.
Yeah,
I followed up, but now I'm like doubtful. Like, should I check my junk mail?
Mm-mm.
Potentially, but anyways,
it might have been put in your junk mail. Google be doing that a lot. Like, I would be getting like really like urgent priority emails sent to spam, and like it's not like it'll say on it. Like, it'll say, I don't know, from someone like a family member or whatever, and it would still put it in. I don't know how it like identifies what is spam and what is not. Usually I thought they would like put stuff that Google knows as spam.
That's crazy. Generally, what? All of my bank ones are in here.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yo, all these, I was wondering like, why haven't I been getting notified when people e-transfer me? Because they're all in spam.
See, I don't know how it like identifies it. I thought it was like a general registry, but I think it's just specific to your inbox. I don't know.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
But yeah.
What was I saying? Anyways, the snail. Runs.
Yeah.
Oh, the runs. Yeah, but a squirrel. No, I'm just kidding. So back to the snail for a second. Mm-hmm. So I discovered a snail, and I thought I was being a good Samaritan by giving it food and water.
Yeah.
In a cozy little container lid. And when I couldn't find it, I called my mom and I said, did you know that there was a snail in the house? She's like, yeah. Honestly, like, I didn't think it was going to move that far, so I just left it there. I said, mother, I have lost the snail. And she's like, what's the big deal? I'm like, the big deal is that if it's on the floor somewhere, I might step on it, and I don't want to have to clean the guts of the snail. And she's like, well, they stick to anything, so just look around. And I'm like, okay, so I'm looking all over the island where I left it, could not find it.
I feel like I know where it went.
So you know how I have like 17 million plants in my house? It just found another plant.
How did it get that far?
I don't know.
It got from the table on your island? Where was this? Where was this?
The plant was also on the island.
Oh, okay.
But it was like far, like on the other side. but it somehow like climbed like, up the pot.
Do they have like a sixth sense for that stuff? I guess they have eyes, but like how well do those eyes see?
So
what?
I touched it. And yeah. You know when the eye like retracts?
Yeah.
It's kind of cute.
I know it's kind of like, cute. I love doing that as a
poking
kid.
Poking you in the eye?
It was kind of like morbid if you're thinking about it.
It is a little, it is, yeah. Guys, I promise I'm not a psychopath. I was just trying to like.
No, we all did that, okay?
Did we?
Every single kid poked the eyes of a snail. Did we? Like that's like, what do you call it? A core moment? What was that movie? Inside Out? What do they call those, core those bars? Core memory? Yeah.
It was that. Yeah. And I will, you know what a core memory is actually?
Yeah, what? Caterpillars?
No, you're gonna laugh.
Okay.
Do you remember that one time? I'm pretty sure.
Let me see.
We spent 2 hours on this driveway and we took a chocolate chip cookie and there were like ants in the ant hill. Maybe it was just me and Gizman, but we dropped this giant cookie on a pile of ants.
Yeah.
And we watched them break it up for like 2 hours. We just laid down on the driveway and watched.
That's how you know kids. I wish I had that time of that type of time and patience.
No, but like Amir, do you know how cool it is to watch ants break apart a cookie?
That's
crazy.
That's
like 100 times their size. You don't remember that?
How did they break? Wait, like was it a soft cookie? How did
no?
They
it was like your favorite chocolate chip cookie. Yeah, that we always had. Oh, we took one.
Yeah,
and when we put it down, and it was just like little by little, you see them taking the crumbs, and then eventually, like the cookie just like. Broke into pieces and then they just started chipping away. I don't know.
Yo, ants are
they're so strong.
They're strong, but they're also smart. But there's a TikTok I remember watching of a guy. Mm-hmm. He's like he is a psychopath.
Oh, okay.
So he actually was messing with an ant. So what he would do is there was like a colony somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He would find like a single ant and you'd put a piece of food over in one spot. And then he would like, he's like speaking for the ants. So he's like, oh, look, there's an ant that saw the food, right? And he sees it and it like starts touching the food for a second. He's like, oh, look, it's leaving to go and tell its friends, right? So when the ant starts leaving, the guy takes the food and then waits. And then he waits until he sees that ant come back with all his friends.
So that he looks like a liar?
Yeah, exactly.
I saw that.
And he's like, he did it like multiple times.
Didn't they end up sacrificing
Yeah, they end
ant?
Up like killing the
That's really messed up. Yeah, no, that's messed up.
That shows you how like, they actually do have some type of like, there's something going on there, you know, in their brains.
They have a social construct for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
They
exactly.
definitely do.
And they have a way of like communicating with each other in that way.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. do. They definitely do.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't mind ants if they're outside.
Oh, yeah.
But if I see one in the house.
Really? Even ants? Ants are like, you know, you kind of give them a pass. It's like, oh, okay, it's an ant. It's really tiny. What is it going to do to you, right?
Multiply.
No, like a single ant. Usually, if it's a single ant, it's like that dude. He's just like, he's a reconnaissance guy. You know, he's going out there looking for food.
Yeah, he but just then he's going to bring his friends.
Yeah, if there's no food, just, you know, make sure your house is clean. That's all.
Yeah, but like, don't they just burrow through
they don't
things?
I don't think ants burrow through anything. They kind of just climb. They go to like the path of least resistance. You know, I'm not an ant expert, by the way. I'm
just you're talking like up. You are. You're talking like you are, Loki.
How do we get on ants?
I don't know.
Yeah, summer's here, guys.
Back to the snails.
These are summer kidding. Topics.
Yeah.
Definitely, right? Like, when you think of summer, you think of ants invading your house.
You think of that, the snails. That quiet, like, white noise of summer, which is really, like, the grasshopper sound.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, or the AC in the background.
Or, like, someone's lawnmower going off.
Oh, my God, I used to hate that at, like, 7 a.m. on a Saturday.
Yo, like, that happened to me, like, 2 days ago.
Like, why are you cutting grass so early in the morning? Mm-hmm.
And I live in a building, right? So they well, have the landscapers. They have,
oh.
Yeah. And all my windows are open. By the way, we had, like, this random crazy, like, rainstorm that happened, I think it was, like, 2 nights ago. I can't remember, but I like woke up, you know, when you like wake up from a bad dream, I woke up like that because I heard everything going on and I was like, I left the window open in the living room.
Oh, shit. Right?
So I immediately, and of course this window happens to be next to someone's computer, well, my wife's computer, right? Or at least her computer stand.
Yeah.
Which had a laptop on it. So I like sprinted out of the bed and I go there and it's like the... It was exactly what I was expecting. A bunch of water had like and would continue to spray into the room because it still had the mesh.
And nobody touched your laptop.
No. Thankfully, that stuff was okay because it was on the couch. but like it was actually like spraying into the room, even though it had the mesh, yeah. It like got through that, and the floor was wet. I had to grab like the biggest and thickest towel I could find, first close the window and like start wiping everything. And because it's dark, like I didn't have time to turn on the light. So I'm like doing this blind almost.
You're definitely half asleep.
Oh yeah, I'm half asleep as well. But like because it was raining so hard and it felt so aggressive, like I was already kind of waking up 5 or 10 minutes before that. Right? And then once I closed that, I was like, you know, I went back to sleep. I know at that
point. But it was the best white noise, though, to sleep to, right?
Oh, yeah. Except for when it started, like, crashing. Like, what do you call it again? Not crashing.
Thunder?
Thundering.
I feel like you probably got, like, the harsher version of the storm because it wasn't
bad. It was really bad where we were. Like, it was attacking my windows. It felt like someone was banging against them. What?
Damn, that's kind of scary. I'd be scared.
No, it was fine. It's whatever. Yeah.
You were definitely scared. That's why you woke up.
I never get scared, guys. Okay, chill. I love rainstorms.
Okay.
But yeah, that was something that happened. But other than that, our weather is like summer is essentially here at this point. Basically. Right? And well, like
for now.
What?
We'll see. I don't know. Toronto's
nah, man. Like so I don't know if I already mentioned this, but I was like telling my wife cuz you know, she's coming from Dallas. You know, the heat over there, it never really goes away. It cools down a little bit, maybe for like 1 week or two in Dallas, and then it goes back to like summer weather all year round.
Yeah.
Or even worse than that. It gets really hot, especially in the actual summer. And I kept telling her, like, I swear, this is not how it normally is. Because this year, it just took longer. Mm. I don't know what it was. It felt like winter was taking its time. You know, I was like, I might be gone. Nope, I'm not gone yet. It's like, it was like coming in and out, right?
Yeah.
It was like, oh, you know, it's like dipping its toes back in for a little bit, and it'll come back out. We get a random snowstorm or like some snow squall, whatever they call it,
hail or whatever.
Yeah. And I just kept telling her, I was like, just give it a week, give it some time. I swear, like, it gets so much more nicer than this, to the point where I was looking at the trees and I was like literally praying for them to grow faster.
It took them a long time.
I know, right?
Right,
I legit started forgetting. I'm like, does this tree even have leaves? In my mind, I'm like, maybe this is the type of tree that just doesn't have leaves.
You're like gaslighting yourself? Yeah. No, I thought the same. I was like, why don't these trees have... Like, I was looking at them like 2 weeks ago and then all of a sudden...
Exactly.
They have leaves.
They just all had leaves.
Yeah.
And of course, the moment my wife leaves, because she left for like a couple weeks or maybe like a week and a half or so, like the day after, most perfect weather we've had in like 6 months, right? It's been sunny.
It has
It's been
really
hot.
Nice.
I've been going out in t-shirts now, like no more sweaters.
Yep.
You know, even the nighttime is like good weather where you don't have to wear a sweater at night. So, and that all happened. And then like we had all the trees were like full bloom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nah, now that it's actually good, why she ain't here? And then alhamdulillah, she's going to be coming. I mean, inshallah, she's going to be coming today. So
exactly.
Yeah, I'll be able to actually show her, you know, the real weather. Even though she's seen Toronto like in the summer.
Has she?
You tend to forget. I don't know why.
Has she been here in the
summer? Oh, yeah. She's been here in the summer.
Oh.
But like even us, like we just mentioned, you forget. I don't know what it is. Like sometimes in the winter, you forget. You're like, what do leaves look like?
I mean, what I would grow know trees? Because I've got plants in my home.
Oh, yeah. But like that's different. Like on a tree.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you start looking at trees different. You're like, you know, maybe you're dead.
Will you and, ever
like,
grow
you,
hair?
Yeah, will you ever grow again? It's like, I used to not be able to see through you. And it's like, I don't see how this is going to work. Because I would look at trees. I'm like, I'm looking at the branches. I'm like, even if you had leaves right now, you would still look naked. It's weird. Like, it would look bare. It still wouldn't look full. And then a week later, it's like, nope. All the leaves are in there. And it's like, it looks thick.
Yeah.
It's such a... Nature's weird, man.
It's very. But like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say something deep and now I lost my train of thought. So sorry.
Come on now.
Sorry. Something about like seasons changing, time for, you know, it's like a rebirth.
Rebirth?
Yeah. Like, you know.
Oh, something. Yeah. It is a rebirth in a way.
Yeah.
Speaking of birth. No, okay.
What a crazy transition, okay. But okay.
Yeah. Actually, look how good this is. Speaking of birth, Sarah, when you were younger, you know, and you're 17, when you were like 17, 16, maybe 18, 19, 20. When did you anticipate yourself ever actually having kids? And I'll tell you why I came up with this question, because a couple weeks ago, you know, as you know, I've documented a lot of or I've recorded a lot of the VHSs that our parents had, right, from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them happened to be like my parents' wedding when they first had it.
Yeah.
And when we were looking at it, I was like, oh, they all looked older. So I was like expecting them to be, I think, like in their late 20s, maybe early 30s when I was seeing this. And then someone else, I forget who verified it. It was another parent who verified. They're like, no, they're like, a lot of them are like 21, 22.
It was me. I told you because you saw my parents.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. It was her.
You saw Sabri and my parents. And
oh, I'm, yeah, yeah. It
and
was
you
me.
Were like, oh, how old were they here? Like 30
I completely
something?
Forgot about that. Yeah,
yeah. I
well,
told you that.
Sada verified that they were like really young here.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. So like they actually did have it like really, really young.
Yeah.
And I always thought my parents had me like later in life, like maybe late 20s or something.
For you, they were like mid 20s.
Oh, okay.
You're asking me how I know this because I know the difference between my mom and his mom's ages.
Yeah, I'm really bad with ages and stuff like that. But that did put things in perspective for me, like now that how the age I am at, I'm at. And I was trying to go back and be like, when did I expect or when did I anticipate having kids? So do you remember like when you were younger, you know, when you were more naive?
Yeah. So I used to. My mom's going to be so mad that I'm calling her this, but she was a teen mom. Okay.
Low key. Yeah. Well, high key.
Yeah, she was a teen mom. Mm-hmm. She was married, though, guys. So no judgment.
Yeah.
Okay?
They're all married. Okay.
Don't worry. Yeah, they were all married. Mm-hmm. But I used to think like by 25 that I would already be married mm-hmm. and have my first kid. I was a teen at 25. Okay. I wasn't a teen, but I mean, like, I
mentally?
Think mentally, I was so sheltered that I needed. When I think back to 25, mm-hmm. I'm like, I didn't know shit.
Yeah.
I really did not know what I was doing in life.
Same.
And who I was at 25, like, I'm not going to discredit myself mm-hmm. because I think, like, you have to go through the experiences that you go through in order to, like, get to the person that you are today. Mm-hmm. But, and I'm sure, like, had circumstances been different and I actually was married and I was, like, mm-hmm. either already with a child or, like, going to have a child, I'm very certain that my perspective and my mindset would have shifted naturally because you have to just mentally prepare.
Yeah. Not everyone, man. I'm just saying.
You try to.
Yeah, you try to. For you, I feel like you would have changed perspective-wise, but there are a lot of examples of people out there who do not, even regress.
Yeah, no. I totally.
Yeah.
I agree with that sentiment, but I'm thinking, like, personally.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, you know, when it didn't happen at 25. Mm-hmm. Side note, total side note. Okay, last week, I know I posted a clip on an Instagram, and everyone thought that I was recently engaged and broken up with. No.
Oh, that was like.
Yeah. This was at 25.
Yeah, is that 25 exactly?
This was actually at 25. And so, like, I remember thinking then that I was such a failure for mm-hmm. not accomplishing that goal.
Yeah.
And because I think I, like, attributed my, like, accomplishments to that. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I graduated school. You know, I got a job. Like, okay, this is the next step. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't happening. And so I was like, oh, my God, I'm a failure.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy because while that's such a, like, that's, of course, a blessing, whether it's marriage or having a child, so are a lot of other things in life.
Yeah.
And your it doesn't mean that your life is incomplete if those things haven't happened for you yet. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn that over time, of course.
Yeah. You definitely learn that, like, when you get a few years away from your original goal.
Yeah. Because then I hit 30. I was like, maybe at 30. No. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. Mm-hmm.
That's how I was, too. Honestly, like, when I was...
When did you think you were going to be a parent?
A parent? I thought, like, around the same age. I maybe a few years later, I was like, by 28?
Yeah, you did used to always say that.
Yeah, like, by 28, you I was did. Like, oh, I'll have a family and everything.
I actually remember you, for some reason, you used to always tell my mom, when I'm 28. And I was like, 20? That's so random.
It would always be like that. And, like, until I turned 28, I was like, damn, bro. You know, not through lack of trying, okay?
Fair.
But I don't know, through at 28 I was like, oh really, you know, I'm not where I'm at. But honestly, at 28 was actually the beginning of COVID when I was 28.
Oh my God, we were robbed of our last years of our 20s, which is why I still feel, actually no, I don't feel younger than I am anymore. Mm-hmm. I feel like now I've like settled into the age that I am. Mm-hmm. But for the longest time I feel like I had an age crisis. Mm-hmm. Because we were robbed.
Yeah, that's, and I feel like that plays a big part in why also it's taking a little bit longer, because I don't know where I'd be if I, maybe I wouldn't be as mature as I, well, I don't know, I'm not saying that I'm mature now, but you know.
No, you are.
As mature as I am right now, if I didn't have those like 4 years to kind of like self-reflect and kind of just be stuck inside and figuring things out.
Yeah.
Like maybe I would at this point have a kid and a family, right? Even though it's later than and earlier, I mean, initially anticipated, but it might have happened. But I feel like I'm better for it now. I think like there's a line about that.
You're older, wiser,
yeah, more prepared. Exactly. There's a quote about that. I'm forgetting it right now. But yeah, it's weird just thinking about like where you thought you would be in your early 20s. And you're like, damn, you were so naive. You didn't know what you were doing. And I felt like, oh, you know, I'm different because, you know, I've been working since I was young. Like I've been able to get a pretty good job at a young age.
Yeah.
And like everything that you're supposed to have was like set in place. Right.
Mm.
Which is, you know, the job and
your schooling.
Yeah. Schooling was done.
Saving money.
Exactly. Saving money. But I think the focus on all of that took away from the focus of actually developing yourself or myself, right? So that was the next step. It wasn't getting married. Okay.
A word.
Yeah.
A word.
I feel like the next step was not, alhamdulillah, like, I don't know if I can say alhamdulillah for that, right? That it didn't happen at that time because I feel like I still had to go through the actual growth as, like, a person. Because if I did get married at the time, like, I don't know if I would have been the best husband, right? Because I wouldn't have been like emotionally prepared for that.
Yeah.
Right. And even though like, yeah, because after that, after I finished school and stuff, I learned to become more independent. Even though I was still technically living at the house, you know, I started like working out more and buying my own food, cooking, doing my own laundry, all that. Well, for the most part, you know.
Shout out to moms.
No, I was doing my own laundry. But like, you know, sometimes moms, they can't help themselves, okay? Because I would put it in.
Yeah.
I would put it in. I would let it like wash or whatever. Mm. And then you go down to, you know, dry it. And next thing you know, it's in the dryer. Like, oh, okay. You know, they moved it for me, right? And then you come back like an hour and a half later. You come back to fold it. And you're like, oh, it's already folded. This is nice. Right?
Yeah.
That's how they trick you. They lull you into like just staying there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And becoming complacent. That's what it is. But yeah, I was just analyzing that. I'm like, oh, I wonder where we would be if we didn't, if we actually ended up getting or achieving those goals or having kids at the time that we actually thought we would have it.
Yeah, like I know that I say that COVID robbed us of the last years of our 20s. Mm-hmm. But like I think for you and I, and maybe for some other people too, like we can be grateful enough that we were able to truly like take some time to develop ourselves
mm-hmm.
during COVID as well, and of course form this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like two things can be true. Yes, the last years of our 20s were robbed, but we also took the time to like work on ourselves.
Yeah.
And I feel like we were just coming off of like an extremely busy like 2 years, like mm-hmm. 2018 2019 was a lot.
Yeah.
And to be able to like truly just slow down for mm-hmm. a couple years, I think did wonders for me personally, because if you know me, always on the go.
Yeah.
And so I think that
same
like
here, so.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. we always just have stuff going on mm-hmm. all
also,
the time.
Also, we wouldn't if you had a family and like gotten married by that point, like you wouldn't be a world traveler. You wouldn't be as well traveled as you are now. I feel like.
Yeah.
Right.
So on one hand, like, mm-hmm. I think you just have to shift your perspective. Like sometimes when I get in my head and I'm just like, I feel like such a failure. Nothing's mm-hmm. working out. But then I'm like, you know what? If I just take a step back and look at my life, like
mm-hmm.
I actually should not be saying anything but alhamdulillah, like
yeah.
for all of the like blessings that have come my way. And mm-hmm. especially like, you guys know how much I love traveling. Amir loves traveling. Like,
I know I'm sweating. Okay.
Just open the curtain.
Ta-da.
Just open the curtain so you can feel the draft.
Oh, it's already open.
No, like open the curtain. There's no wind. Just
oh.
So you can feel the.
There you go.
But like, you know, like I truly feel like I am exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I don't feel I no longer feel like I'm behind or missing out. Like, mm-hmm. it's kind of just like, no, I'm enjoying the present and where I'm at, and whatever is meant for me will come for me. Like, yeah. it'll happen when it's supposed to. So let me just enjoy this while I'm here. Like, let me travel as much as I can, because there will come a time where mm-hmm. I'm going to have a kid on my arm and be like, ah, can't afford traveling now.
Those are definitely a lot of the conversations we're having now. We're like, yo, we yeah. got to start taking advantage of the fact that, like,
100%.
Because yeah. even, like, this question is specifically about having kids, because, like, you could have gotten married at a younger age, but you could just, you know, hold off on having kids for a while and actually yeah. go, and you have like a built-in partner to go and travel with, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you're both, you know, income earners or whatever, like you have more, what do you call, disposable income, so you can kind of travel more. But yeah, this is more, I guess, in line with if you had a baby earlier. And like you mentioned,
some people make it work. Some people, like, if they really, really value traveling, they'll fix that into their travel budget and just travel with the baby. But it's a different experience, because obviously you have to tend to the child exactly first.
Yeah. And so, you know, who really wants to do that with each other? I'm just saying, you know, this is a little bit more extra work.
Your dad used to travel with all of us.
I know, he did. Yeah, my dad was a trooper, man. He took us everywhere. Shout out to dad, my dad. Like, he really did take us everywhere. Yeah, yeah. Of course it was by car a lot of times. Like, I'm talking like going to Florida by car.
But like, when you think about it.
Yeah.
How did he have the patience?
Oh, he just threw on some tracks and blasted that stuff and did not listen to us. Exactly. Like, while we're literally fist fighting in the back.
Like, I want you guys to just picture, okay? A lot of us, like the cousins, yeah. we are so close because we're all relatively close in age, mm-hmm. like a year or two apart for the most yeah. part, or the same age. And so, like, I'm thinking about all the times he took us, like 10 kids to Wonderland.
Yeah. mm-hmm. And of course, like he was the guy who would like bring the prepackaged food.
Yeah, it's we'd like, have bologna sandwiches. We're not eating inside here. Hell no! He said $30 pizza.
Remember, he would take us like out of the Wonderland, and there was like that little grass hill on yes! the side.
But those bologna sandwiches would slap every time.
Hey, nothing beats a nice bologna sandwich on a hot summer day. Okay,
with the apple, like the fruit punch. Yeah, juice exactly. box, chocolate like chip some cookies. Allen's
juice. Yeah, yeah.
It was fire.
Hey. You know, they made it work, and hey, we got rides at the end of the day. We didn't really care what we were eating anyways, right?
That's true. It, honestly, like, that's what I feel like that time in our lives, it was so much more simpler.
Yeah.
You know, and now I'm like, I'm picturing, imagine like 10 Nuhays and Rayyan. I love my nephews. They're my favorite kids ever. But imagine 10 of them.
Well, that's actually something, the next topic that I was going to talk about. Maybe I can bring it up now. But sometimes, do you ever like mourn the future? And do you know, when I say mourn the future, like, it's including the past, because you remember your past and you always want to be able to, like, you know, give your kids the same upbringing that you had when it comes to like family and like how the dynamic that you grew up in, you feel like that was a very positive dynamic. But seeing how things are, everybody's getting married at different ages now, and everyone's like in different locations, whether you're in this, even if you're in the same city, like everybody's so spread apart that you kind of have to accept that that's not going to be the reality of the future.
Yes,
it's not going to look the same, at least.
Yes and no, because like while everyone's getting married at like different rates.
Yeah.
You know, part of me is like, okay, you know, like, I remember when we were really young, we would have like the single aunts.
Yeah.
That like, you know, like that we would kind of not necessarily look up to, but like we acknowledged that they didn't have kids yet.
Yeah.
And then when they did like have like they when they did and they moved away, like I feel like our parents still tried to like maintain some sort of relationship. Yeah. And like for people like us, like deep down, I'm secretly hoping, like, inshallah, I just get married in the next year. And, like, you know, we can time our kids at the same time.
Hey, Aisha has been holding off for us, man. No, she hasn't actually been holding off for us. Maybe, but you know what I mean. Yeah.
Wait for us.
Low-key.
We're trying.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. Like, if it was to just align just by the will of God, then I feel like we would still put an effort. Like, the same way that, like, I would see you guys on the weekends or, like, in the summer, especially when we were really young, I would spend my summers here.
Yeah.
And literally just attend all your swimming classes and everything that we did in the summer together. You know what I mean? So like, and I just imagine that we would naturally.
Yeah, I that's the thing. It's like, it's mourning that exact past that we had. Like, I'm mourning the future, and then like, it's not gonna be exactly like what you grew up with. It's gonna be something different.
But.
What?
But what I was literally just talking to one of our friends about this today because she brought up the point of like, ugh, like I feel like everyone's getting like busier with work and life and, you know, we're not seeing each other as much. And soon it's going to come a time where everyone's married and they're just going to focus on that. And I said, well, yeah, but also like a lot of us are in pretty like decent jobs where we can afford to travel. And so we could always just do like annual like group trips
exactly
with our spouse and kids.
You know, you can finally make that cottage trip happen.
The one that I've been asking for.
2035, yeah.
Like, begging the crew, like, let's do another cottage trip. Inshallah this summer. We'll see.
Inshallah. You know, we've been saying that for 10 years now.
So no, like, Amir.
Okay. Hey. Someone's got to make it happen. I'm just saying, okay?
Oh, I know, but planning is difficult. It's been a little busy on this side.
I'm just saying, okay?
After June.
Yeah.
After July.
Yeah.
You're free again.
You know what? Okay. If nothing is planned by then.
No, I'll start.
Okay. Yeah. Just get Airbnb. Just get one spot. I'm just saying. Once you have the spot.
Yeah.
Everything. Airbnb. You can cancel like a day before or 48 hours before a lot of times. So, but once you have that spot, people like are more inclined. Like they just need to know that there's a spot booked and it's like you're able to come, right? Or I mean, sorry. People just need to know that there's a spot booked and they're more willing to come.
Fine.
Yeah. So just do that. I'm just saying, don't even ask anybody. Just find a spot that has a minimum of 15 to 20 people and just book it.
15 to 20 people. That's huge.
Put it on your card. Get the points.
That's huge.
And we'll make it work. Okay, 10 to 12 people.
Yes, but you need to consult dates because everyone has a different schedule. We are adults now. We're not in school.
I forgot
anymore.
About that part.
That's the difficult. Yeah, it's always someone's like, I got this wedding and I got that thing. Yeah, and I got my nephew's birthday.
We just
got
to start taking days off, man. That's all it is. I'm just saying. But yeah, I'm just saying, okay? I don't know how we got on that. But, oh yeah, mourning the future. I was just saying, to get back to that one, it was more of just, like, you're mourning it in that, like, you've accepted that this will, what you imagined, your all your kids being together, it may not look exactly like what you imagined. But, like we were talking about earlier, inshallah, whatever does happen is better. Because, you know, what we imagined would happen, or like the age that we imagined to have we would have kids, it hasn't actually happened, but what we got is, in my opinion, better, right? So maybe it'll be the same thing. Like, maybe we might not have the exact same past that we had, or like the positive sides of the upbringing that we had, but it might be something better.
Yeah, maybe more inshallah. Positive,
right? Inshallah.
I think
so but that is something that I do every once in a while. I'm like thinking about the future. I'm like, oh, you know, they won't have a whole school of kids that look exactly like them to grow up with. Like, remember Islamic school? Like, it was just a bunch of Hariri kids and, like, you know, some Arab kids here and there, right? Yeah. Or some Ali kids here and there. So, but maybe they will have that. It just hasn't been thought up. It hasn't come to fruition yet.
Yeah. And right? I feel like, you know, in a sense, history will still kind of repeat itself. Like, Sabri's kids are going to be the Sabri of the group.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The
exactly.
older kid of the group, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, the rest of us, it might be like staggered a year or two apart. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But...
Inshallah. You know, we just got to time that shit.
Just for like, all right, you guys, we got 1 month.
Yeah. You tell us, guys. Tell us in the comments, y'all. Like, do you ever consult with your like friend groups? Like, yo, so. I know this friend's married and this friend's married, but like three of us are not married. So you all got to hold off and just wait for us to get married.
That's
and
real.
And then we're
going
to start like, you know, lining this shit up. I'm just saying, like, you know, if you want a very positive community around your kids,
yeah,
you got to start planning like that. You actually have to like schedule this stuff.
Yeah.
Even if it's having kids.
And you know what? The way that I see it, it's like, all right, you know, I kind of helped raise. My brother's kids. By the time I have kids, I'm going to be like, all right, kids, your turn. You're babysitting now.
Hey, there you go. You got built-in babysitters now.
Exactly. We all do.
Yeah.
It's like the way that Sabri, literally, my brother used to take turns like watching all of us.
Yeah.
Mind you, he's only 4.5 years older, but in our eyes, he was always like like the bigger.
Yeah, just tell him to move a little bit closer. Just say,
okay. I know, I know. I don't think he ever will, but mm-hmm. you know, it was just remembering our childhood from that
yeah.
perspective too was kind of fun because he was still just a kid, but like our yeah. parents trusted him wholeheartedly. I don't know why.
Hey, you know,
it's kind of crazy.
I have literally video evidence of him doing that. Like he's literally like 6 or 7 years old.
Hey, acting like he's 40.
Yeah, just well, actually, it was more of him just like watching Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
as me as a baby trying to like emulate, but I can't like move as fast as he can. Yeah, good I love times. Watching those videos again. Those old videos. I gotta start sharing them more.
Yeah, insert like at least one.
No, I can't put those on here.
Like, not even the
which one.
The one where actually maybe not the Spice Girls one where my mom literally hiked up my pants. Now we're keeping those
on lock and key. I'm sorry, guys. You know,
maybe
those are family videos. I'm just saying.
Maybe if we hit 10,000 subscribers.
Yeah, if you hit 10,000 subscribers, like you know,
we'll reveal the vault footage.
Yeah, I'll have to blur out every single person except for us. No, this actually happened to me today. It was just something that happened. Okay, so I went into a Somali restaurant today. Oh. I was going there to like, we were getting some catering for something. So I went in there to pay for it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought I could be covert. I'm like, you know, I can kind of pass for somebody, right?
Barely.
So I go in there.
I probably have better luck than you.
What?
I said, I probably have better luck.
Oh, yeah.
You
definitely would have better luck than me. They immediately sniffed me out. Like, they could tell the way that they're interacting. Like, when I was waiting in line, first off, it was super hectic in there. And I kind of like that.
Was it?
Like, it's because, I don't know, there's something about, like, the Somali people. Mm. They're very, like, just, like, extroverted.
Yeah,
and even how they interact in the store together, all those things, like, the line, like, they're all, like, you know, it's, like, no, they're not exactly shouting at each other, but they're, like, you know, just very enthusiastic to each other, right? Whether they're ordering or just, like, doing random stuff. And one of the guys who's waiting, this is how I know they're, like, super extroverted. Immediately, he's, like, oh, you're Ethiopian, right? I'm like, wait, what?
Just told you about yourself.
Yeah, he's just straight up. I was like, what? Like, how could you tell? He's like, it's the way you're acting.
Because you're too quiet?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, look at us. Like, we're all like, we're more aggressive. You know, we're all talking. He's like, why are you being so like reserved,
was
right?
Was this like a dad?
It was like a little, a guy who was like slightly older than me. Like maybe in his like mid to late 30s, right? Mm. So he could be a dad. But he could not be, like, it could go both ways.
Yeah.
But he immediately sniffed me out. He's like, yeah, you're Ethiopian, right? I was like, how did you know? He's like, yeah, you're just not being so, like, aggressive. You're more, like, reserved. Especially because I was trying to, like, interact and, like, get their attention because all that stuff was going on. Mm. Like, no one knew who was next
on the line.
Yeah. So, and you know me, like, my anxiety is like, okay, shoot, what am I doing here? What do I do? How do I get their attention, right? I had, like, an awkward conversation with the cashier at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know, like, you know when you go into a store and you don't know which side is the beginning of the line? Like, is it where the cash register is? Or do you start on the other side and then work your way towards the cash register? So I was trying to figure that out. But finally, like, yeah. And then we had, like, a full-on, like, 20-minute conversation. As we're waiting, because there's so much going on there.
Yeah.
That the guy that I was supposed to speak to is like, okay, just give me some time here. We got to figure this stuff out. And yeah, it felt like maybe 10 to 20 minutes. We were just talking and we like basically told each other our whole life story. And we're like, figuring, it's like, oh, you live here? It's like, yeah, yeah. No, it's like, okay, I live in this area. You're trying to, you know, figure out where each other live. I'm like, yeah, I'm from Scarborough. He's like, oh, we're from Scarborough. I might know some people from there. But like, it was a whole
so
conversation, right?
I love that.
Yeah, but you could definitely tell, like, if you went to like an Ethiopian restaurant, it's a lot more quiet,
yeah,
more reserved. People are like,
probably getting, you know, stares more than,
yeah, people stare more.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah, yeah, yeah.
In a Somali restaurant, they'll just straight up start talking to you.
I love that though.
Yeah, I love that too. And it was funny because they had one Ethiopian or Eritrean worker.
Mm.
But the guy's like, oh, look, it's your people. Like the owner of the place.
That's funny.
He's like, oh, look, it's your people. It's like, oh, speak to her in your language. I'm like, what? He's like, no, don't you guys speak the same language? Like, no, I speak Tigrinya. And like, oh, yeah, that means if she's Tigrinya, that means she's not
Eritrean,
is it?
No, she
is it Eritrean,
could be,
is
yeah.
Tigrinya? I thought Tigrinya is, oh, no, it could be both, right? Because yeah. Tigray is like on the northern region, right? But yeah, so that was another awkward moment there too.
I mean, you know what? Like, I feel like my interactions with, I think this, I don't know. I can't speak for the Somalis in other cities, but like Toronto, I feel like they're just very like welcoming.
Yeah.
Welcoming,
oh yeah,
people.
That's the other thing I was going to say, that he's like, they're the most welcoming people.
Yeah.
And this guy was, even the guy that I was dealing with, it's like, oh yeah, you know, okay, here, like, we're figuring out the catering and all that. And then at the end, he's like, oh, you hungry? I'm like, no, like, I, you know, I'm not eating right now. You know, I'm trying to watch my calories and all that stuff. He's like, no. You're going to eat. So he like straight up just like, yeah, he just like straight up made food. I'm like, oh, no charge. He's like, oh, no charge. Don't worry.
That's so nice.
Exactly. Yeah. Shout out to Istar. Okay.
That's really nice.
For all our Toronto people who are listening. Yeah. It was at Istar.
That's so nice.
So yeah, that was just a nice experience.
Yeah.
Felt very welcoming. I love my Somali people, man. Shout out to y'all. Yeah. I'm a West End boy now, so, you know, I gotta...
You gotta interact with the locals. Yeah,
I'm trying to blend in, but it's not working yet.
I get it.
I gotta get more extroverted.
You gotta start, like, you know, scoping the scene, going to, like, the restaurants.
Yeah. I haven't been doing that yet. Okay.
Yeah, you haven't.
It's because it's been winter, man. Yeah. But summer, don't worry, we'll be out. In the summer, we're gonna be out. Yeah.
We're gonna be outside.
Mm-hmm. Next, I feel like we haven't been really covering any news.
Yeah. Oh, recently. It was only 1 week.
I guess so, yeah. Mm. But this is just one thing I wanted to mention. It's not exactly... It's a developing story. It's been happening over the past few years, but it's developing a lot more recently. But I don't know if you've noticed, but in Africa, there's been like a renaissance going on, or like a revolution going on.
Oh, I actually know about this.
Oh, you know about this, right?
Yeah.
So specifically, this situation kind of refers to or is... connected to four different countries. I can't remember all four of them.
Okay.
But two of them I know are Mali and Burkina Faso, where essentially they're like kicking out the colonizers.
Yeah.
Right? Because up until maybe a few years ago, all these African countries have had like puppet governments. So they've had governments of their people, but essentially they've been run and have been consulting with the original countries that were
colonizing them.
Specifically, in this case, in Burkina Faso, it's France, right? So there was essentially a military coup. I think it was like 2022, 2023, where Ibrahim Traoré, who's the captain of the army, he ended up taking power from the government, or basically kicking out the government, who was completely corrupt, which is expected, especially if they've been put in by the French government.
Right.
Normally when you hear about these things, there's like a lot of conflict, you know, there's a lot of like civil wars, people fighting and stuff. But fortunately, he's been able to actually get, he's had a lot of support from the people in Burkina Faso.
Yeah.
And he's been able to turn around. And I don't know if you've heard a lot of the recent stories, but like he's been basically like revamping the whole country, you know, whether it be like reconstructing the country, adding a lot more infrastructure, including like building better roads. And I think there's one story came out where he wanted to build more roads, like actual proper roads.
Yeah.
And he was getting all these like overpriced
quotes
from the companies. So he's like, oh, I'm just going to buy the company. So he bought like the construction companies and just started building them at like, started building them at like a much discounted rate. Right.
Wow.
Yeah. And a big issue and basically the reason for a lot of this corruption and the colonization was because of the resources these countries have, right? So right now they've been like multiple attempts to unalive him, basically.
Yeah.
Because he's essentially saying, we're not going to allow you guys to strip our country of its resources anymore. We're going to take these resources and use them to better our own country,
right?
Which is how it should be, right? And it, and the West, of course, the West is trying to fight back on this, saying, oh, there's no democracy. And they always use this like guise of democracy. And sure, like you can say, oh, you know, the people should have a voice. But and in this case specifically, alhamdulillah, is working out where the person who is in power has the best interests of the country.
Yeah.
But I hate how like the West always tries to use this like guise of democracy to try and infiltrate and tear down these leaders who are trying to just do good for their country.
Yeah.
And because it's a coalition of countries now, including Mali and... Let me see if I can find the other four countries. Okay, so it was Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso.
Oh, it's only those three?
Yeah, those three. I thought it was four.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about four, but I guess it's three. But yeah, they essentially formed the Alliance of Sahel States, ASS. Okay. I don't know if that's the best abbreviation.
They didn't think that went through.
Maybe it's better in a different language.
They definitely did not think that went through.
Okay.
We're so mature, guys.
Yeah. But yeah, they formed that alliance and now they're working together to make sure that they like have some type of protection from these Western countries who are going to continue to try and infiltrate and tear them down.
Period.
Right? And as long as, and the reason I'm bringing this up, because as long as people continue to bring light to this situation. Oh, people are setting off fireworks already?
Are you sure those are fireworks?
Yeah.
Because I heard police sirens right after, and
I don't know if those are fireworks or birds in the air, but what is that song?
Birds in the air?
No, what's that song yet? By Givion? The fireworks? You don't know that line?
No.
Oh my God, one second.
Are you sure those are fireworks?
It's not like it's right here.
Yeah, but what if they're on the run?
As long as our doors are locked, we'll be good. Don't worry about it.
The bullet can come through the window, Amir.
They're not going to shoot through our window.
You don't know that.
What? Guys, tell Sada that she's overreacting. Just write in the comments right now. You're overreacting, Sada.
Okay, anyone from the hood, you know if you hear gunshots, you dive.
Yeah, but that sounded like it was a mile away. It's fine. It's fine. It's whatever. Okay. Oh, yeah. His mom says, I don't know if it was fireworks or gunshots, but the birds is in the air. You don't remember that line? Come on now.
What song is that from?
The beaches.
I don't know that song.
Beaches?
I don't know that one.
Okay, but yeah. What was I saying?
Back to Burkina Faso.
Yeah, back to Burkina Faso. I just wanted to bring light to that situation.
African Revolution.
Because recently, actually, sorry, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, in other African news, did you hear about the billions of dollars worth of oil found in Somalia by the Turkish people?
What?
Yeah.
I did not. Why was it found by Turkish people?
I don't know why it was found by them, but you know, I was reading the online discourse and people were saying, I'm not that educated on this, so please don't come for me, but people were saying that apparently Somalia is indebted to Turkey, and so they are actually going to extract the oil until they are owed what Somalia owes them. But it was like a groundbreaking.
Why is it always African countries being owed?
I know, these other countries, right? And I'm like, what a groundbreaking, like, you know, that could literally change the course of Somalia and like make it one of the richest nations. It was like billions and billions worth of oil, but you know, we'll see how that all plays out since a war coming.
Hey, let's hope, you know, even though Turkey is supposed to be a somewhat Muslim country, at least the leader is. I know that the leader is supposed to be, so maybe, you know, inshallah his heart is changed and he's willing to, you know, share some of that wealth with the Somali people. Very unlikely, but inshallah. Yeah. I'm just going to hope for the best, okay?
That's fair. You can do that. Yeah, that's fair.
And same thing for the people of Burkina Faso.
It's a Muslim country, right?
Yeah, Ibrahim Traoré, right? Like, I'm pretty sure he's Muslim too.
Okay.
But actually, a lot of the West African countries are Muslim. I don't know I guess this would be technically like West Central. But yeah, a lot of those countries are Muslim. I just pray that, you know, whatever these countries are trying to mess with them right now, it kind of since we bring light to the situation, more people are bringing light to the situation, they're less likely to be more brazen in their like attacks. Recently, actually, there was an attack on some of the soldiers in Burkina Faso by I don't know if I can even say this group's name, Al Quesadilla.
So
it killed like 200 soldiers.
Oh my God, or, why? Sorry.
They unalived 200 soldiers, and I feel like Al Quesadilla is basically like an arm of the CIA, and like a lot of these T groups are like basically funded by Western governments to create unsettlement in those regions.
Yeah, to gain control.
So like basically, when a place is unsettled, like they're more likely, or they're more. It's easier for them to strip it of those resources, right? Because everybody's focused on one spot, so they can kind of come in from the other end, right?
Yeah.
Or use it as like a way to get into there, be like, oh, we're gonna go there to save the people from these T people, and they just end up occupying the place and stripping of its resources. It all comes down to resources at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Let's just keep these resources. Hopefully, this alliance. I was about to say the abbreviation. Hopefully, this alliance works together, doesn't, you know, dissolve, doesn't allow these other countries to come in and try and create like some type of tension between them, and they can work together, like hold on to the resources and build a better country, a better continent, but also a better country, right? Because I feel like this is something that could reverberate and like help the other nations that are also being taken care advantage of, including the Congo.
Yeah.
Right? Because the Congo is, of course, has been a big story for many years now.
Yeah.
Because they've also been taken advantage of. So this might be a way that kind of benefits them eventually, right? Things trickle down, right? So that's my hope there, inshallah.
Inshallah.
So before we end the podcast, we wanted to get to the comments, because y'all left some pretty interesting comments on that last episode. Yeah. Even though it just got posted yesterday, there's already a good amount.
Yeah, more than usual. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's look.
Yeah, shout out to Sara for posting that. Like, it wasn't even like a clip we made, technically, or I made.
But I knew.
Yeah, she just knew that if she started the story at that exact moment in the podcast, yeah, where you're talking about like your not getting married, what do you call it again? Your breakup?
Mm-hmm.
That it would hook them up immediately.
Listen, relatable content, mm-hmm, is favorable content.
I mean? Like that one.
Okay, let's see. Here's an easy one. Let's start easy.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah FS8FY says, what is your favorite third space?
Oh, you already know my answer. Just gym. Say it. Yeah. I love the gym. Well, like, the funny thing is that I kind of lost that third space when I moved, because it was my third space when I lived here, because I've been going there since I was in my early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you form friendships, you just know people from there. Like, you can kind of go in there, you know, where everybody knows your name.
Did you ever and they're say always goodbye glad you them? Came.
No, I still, because I sometimes go on the weekends, uh-huh, and like I still interact with some that I see there. But of course, you don't see them all, right?
Yeah.
So that's definitely been a change. But I have been like, you know, making. Actually, no. At the LA Fitnesses in my place, I've only been really going there regularly for the past like month or so.
Oh, so you're still the new guy.
I'm still the new guy there, right? You know, people are sizing you up. They see you. I see them staring, okay? Because like, I'm a powerlifter, so you know, I'm lifting heavier than normal. So when people see that, they start sizing up. Like, oh, okay. This guy's stronger than me.
Next time.
I used to be the strongest guy in the gym.
After in month two, he's gonna be like, what shorts are those? And then friendship made.
Mm-hmm. I don't like wearing shorts in the gym anymore.
You wear pants?
Yeah, I wear pants. Okay. Yeah.
Modesty. We love to see
exactly.
it.
Exactly. We love exactly. to see it. Yeah.
Okay, so the gym is your favorite.
What's your
third place?
Yeah.
You're gonna laugh at mine.
What?
Mine's gonna be like Nabatos or yours, because that's where we all gather, anyways.
That can't. But you need a place where you go to regularly. Like, do you have a third space that you regularly go to? Blah, 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 blah.
Nabatos or yours.
That's it.
Outside of work.
Yeah. No.
I should probably get out more.
Because a third space doesn't have to be where you interact. I guess that is a part of it. Like.
Like, I guess sometimes like the masjid, like. Mm-hmm. That sounded so like
but yeah.
Yeah, anyways,
mm-hmm,
like, you know, when we would go to like Friday class, yeah, like you'd see people like, okay, yeah, you know.
Yeah, you know what, that has been a change. Inshallah, you can get back to that third space.
Mm.
But for now, yeah, I guess the acceptable answer would be our houses, even though we haven't really gone like to our house for a while.
One of our friends DM'd me because they responded to the story and said, wow, mm-hmm, you're really dropping the tea. Anyways, he was like, when's the next game night? I said, you know what? We haven't had a game night.
I know.
Minus Eid. We haven't had one since last year.
Really?
Yeah. And I didn't even go to
it's
that
been
one.
It's busy, man. And time is flying out here.
I know.
That's how it gets.
Let's do
you
one.
You know what? Yeah, we're going to do one now. We're going to book one like within a week.
I've got an idea.
What?
For our next Cousin Connection event, it'll be called Cousin Connection, a Third Space, and it'll be a Cousin Connection game night.
Oh, you know what? Honestly, yeah, I can see that.
It fits the vibe.
Yeah, it kind of fits the vibe, yeah. You know, we'll get back to that.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. Okay.
We could technically do this Monday.
Huh?
We can technically do Monday, right? I'm just saying.
You want to? We'll talk off camera.
Yeah.
Okay. HMAMH6569 says, oh, 2701, your relationship is very precious. That is in reference to Amir comforting me in a time of disparity.
You know, it's my comfort comes very simply, just with a hug. That's all I need. That's all it is, man. And sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just someone to hug you and hear you.
All you have to hear is Amir going like, come here. It's literally that. And you're like, okay. Okay, this one I cheated. I read it to Amir before we started filming, but it honestly just made me laugh. Do you want to read it or you want me to read it?
You can read it, yeah.
Okay. This is from a regular commenter, Abu Kitten. It says, wait, hold up. In this episode, did we just gloss over the fact that Amir was a teacher and that Sara was engaged? Have I missed something in the previous episodes? I had no idea.
You did miss a lot.
I feel like I've talked about this engagement a few times, early episodes, mm-hmm. Once Upon a Time. So if you haven't been listening, you wouldn't know. And then continues on to say, also, about the friendship discussion, especially as it pertains to men, I think there should be more pondering over the relationship between the Prophet, peace be upon him, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Mm-hmm. He continues on to say, I say this because sometimes men will state facts regarding how men should be, and then when you look at historical examples of friendships from our Islamic past, it contradicts some of the things that we know. One example off the top of my head is how some men will have a red line when it comes to a friend being interested in a female relative of theirs, as if it's manly to behave that way. But when you see how the Prophet, peace be upon him, married his best friend's daughter and gave away his daughter to his other best friend, that's the opposite. That's opposite to how it is a lot of times nowadays. Another example is, well, now I can't think of one, but you get my drift. If a person is one way because, well, that's just how that's just how they are, then fine. But I don't like when people make it seem like things are inherent to one gender or the other when it's not.
Mm-hmm. And when we first read this, I actually realized that, like, we're the exception to the rule. At least, like, you don't know these people, but I mean the people who are listening, but mm-hmm. like, we know multiple people who have, like, you know, they have a group of friends, mm-hmm. and they're married to each other's sisters, or they are getting married or have gotten married to each other's sisters, right?
Yeah.
And not only, like, we were thinking of the younger generation when we were initially speaking about it, but we even know people in our older generation, right? Or not older generation, sorry, within our generation.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. Like, okay, I'm not gonna say the names here, but
my mind is going blank. I don't know who you're talking about. I can see that. Cut that part out.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut that part out. But yeah, we know specific people who have. So what I'm trying to get at is basically, like, our culture, at least us growing up, I feel like we've already been past that, or we've already gotten over that, and we're less protective, or at least, like, because we know each other,
it's more encouraged.
Yeah, it's more encouraged. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, I feel like we're all
in this together.
We're all in this together, but I feel like I don't keep friends around that I personally wouldn't feel that they would be, like, safe around my sister or, like, my cousins or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So if they were interested, it's not like I would be like, no, you know what? Mm-hmm. I like you as a friend, but, like, not as family.
That's pretty valid.
Mm-hmm.
What? This one made me laugh. I saw it when it came in and I said, I can't wait to read this to Amir. Maher Adam 8201 says, true, Amir. We prefer to talk while doing something because I think it's weird to look at your friend and talk emotions. It's easier while playing video games because you can win and make fun of him and I bet he will feel better.
See? LOL. I'm telling you, man, like, men are just like that. They just need to, like, some distraction. So, like, in that time where you need to pause, where you feel like you're getting too emotional, like, some men, you know, you could say it's right or wrong, whatever, sometimes when men feel like they're getting too emotional and, like, it might go overboard and they might, like, break down or something, they, like, try and calm back down by doing something to distract them, and then they'll continue after when they feel like they've kind of recovered a little bit, right? So it's fireworks, man, I'm telling you. Yeah, it's fireworks.
Okay. Then he said, LOL, keep your podcast up and think about having it twice a week.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
We got full-time jobs out here.
I don't know. We'll try, but we'll see. I don't know. Let's do some fast ones. Noor 8238, your podcast gives me so much comfort as someone who doesn't have any close family members. Welcome to the family, girlfriend. You are a cousin.
Welcome. Sorry, I was reading, so I completely missed that one.
Aisha Kabiru 3283 says, I really, really always enjoy your podcast. I love YouTube, but this is, like, my second time commenting on YouTube. I just feel like commenting after that nice outro. By the way, out of curiosity, I'd like to find out whether both of you have friends from Nigeria or you know anyone from Nigeria. Yes, I'm from Nigeria. Love all the way from Nigeria. period.
Do you unfortunately know anyone? I don't know a lot of people from Nigeria.
Do I?
I think, like we were talking about in that episode, in the last episode, like we're very insular, and like we just didn't, we grew up with our family and essentially our family became our friends. So because we didn't really branch out as much,
yeah,
it led us to like not really having a diverse group of friends, right, growing up.
But now we have international cousins with all of you.
Exactly, right? So maybe you can be our first Nigerian friend.
Exactly.
What was her name again?
Aisha
Kabir. Yeah, maybe Aisha Kabir. You can be our first Nigerian friend. There you go. Now we have one. Okay, so the next comment, and the last one we're going to cover today, is by Yangiash. Hopefully I said that right. Even though I'm the biggest introvert, even more than Amir, I highly doubt that. Moving abroad really forces you to make new friends. Through trauma bonding about the schools we work out, and the visas and the visa process. What? Through trauma bonding about the schools we work out of and the visa process, some of my friends have been really close friends to me. I think that's what they meant to say. I never thought I would make new friends in adulthood, but Allah keeps surprising me with great people.
Mashallah.
Mashallah. See, yeah. Rely on Allah, and inshallah, you know, he will have something for you coming up that you did not anticipate, right? Even though as an introvert, you feel like, oh, I'm not going to make any friends or whatever, but he's got a few, you know, in lock for you in the future, and you just have to trust in him. That's all it is.
Yeah, you just got to, like, be open to meeting people. Mm-hmm. I think, like, no matter what your age is, like, if you're still in school, if you're an adult and you're just looking to make friends, I think the biggest thing is you just have to be open. Because if you're closed off, and even if you're shy, I know it can be a little bit difficult to open yourself up. But if you, like, it's all in your body language too, right? Because if you're, like, sitting, like, with your arms crossed and you're just, like, looking down, like, yeah, no one's probably going to approach you. But if you're, like, you know, people watching and, like, smiling at people, and, you know, if you're a hijabi and you see another hijabi, you say salam, like, you know, like, it's easier, like, just find something to compliment someone on, and then you instantly have their guard down.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah, but don't be like me and, like, see someone who's Muslim and you want to say assalamu alaikum, but, like, you're still walking towards them. And then by
the time what you're going to say.
And then by the time you get to them, you're like, you don't actually say it loud enough so they can hear it. Yeah, you just do that. But then they don't hear you or see you. So you just keep walking by. And then you awkwardly want to just crawl into a hole and act like that never happened.
No.
Because that happened today.
It's difficult when you're a man, because you can't always tell if another man's a Muslim.
No. I could, like, this was, man and a woman.
Okay.
Like, holding, like, a married couple.
Yeah.
He was wearing a kufia, like, what do you call it in Arabic? English?
Oh, a tupi? No, that's not English.
Kufia?
A hat.
He was wearing a Muslim hat.
An Islamic hat.
Yeah. He was wearing an Islamic hat. Okay. And his wife was a hijabi. I should have mentioned the fact that his wife was a hijabi. That would have been more. But yeah, so, like, I was like, I saw him, like, oh, I should, you know, there's not a lot of Muslims in this area that I live in. I should say assalamu alaikum when I get up to them.
Yeah.
Or I pass them. And then I just never did. I was like, I'm too awkward. I can't. And I just kept walking.
What's wrong with saying salam?
No, I just get awkward. I don't know.
But I also feel like if you committed,
yeah,
it might come off like.
Exactly. That's
you
why.
You might, like, shout it. You know?
And, like, it's like, when do you say it? It's like, do you say it when you get right up to them? Do you say.
Yeah.
But then, like, if I'm not visibly Muslim, will they just think that I'm a random person saying?
Your pronunciation will speak for itself.
Yeah, I guess you would so.
Just, if they're in your neighborhood, just but be like, then, assalamu alaikum. I didn't know there were Muslims around here. Like,
but then, like, how about if they, like, stop and want to have a conversation?
It's a quick, like, I'm just on the run, but, like, inshallah, I'll see you soon.
But, like, I'm not awkward, man.
First of all, that's the biggest lot. Like, Amir.
But is it awkward when it's a random person on the street? Like, I do get awkward about that. I don't know why.
I don't know. I think maybe it's because I'm looking at it from an extroverted lens, but, like, I don't know. I can just have conversations with random people.
No, like, I have to feel safe in a safe environment.
What do you mean?
I was just walking, you know, on the board, not the boardwalk. What do you call it? The trail.
Yeah, okay, but, like, what's wrong with, like, that?
I don't know. You know what? I felt like, you know, they were just having a good time together. And I didn't want to ruin that.
Okay, but, like,
even though I wouldn't have ruined that, I'm just awkward, okay?
Listen,
I don't know how to explain it.
People who look like you are more likely to say whether salam or hi.
No, it's the thing. I know that they would have been completely positive.
Yes.
It's just that like my brain doesn't work like that.
You know, when I went for my run last week, Sebri came with me.
Yeah.
And when we were going in one direction down the trail, mm-hmm. we saw a guy coming back. So we were like passing each other. And he nodded. He was another black guy. Mm-hmm. So he nodded. And I was like, cool, you know, respect, whatever. Yeah. We're running. And then when we were like just finishing our run, where I was quite literally dying at this mm-hmm. point, we were in like above 3.5 kilometers. And I was like, my legs are going to fall. What mm-hmm. do I do? And so he saw that and he was like, keep it going, man. Keep it going. And I was like, that's so embarrassing. But now I have a new friend. I'm going to see him tomorrow on the trail.
Yeah, you see, that's like your third, but your third space right now is the trail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the time I'm running. What's funny is like at one point we were so tired, but mm-hmm. then I heard this like vicious, aggressive dog barking until I looked and I literally saw it. And the only thing separating me and that dog mm-hmm. was this dinky little fence. And so he said, look, if that dog jumps, I ain't protecting you. I'm running. I said, you are the older brother. You're supposed to slow down so I can bite you.
Exactly.
Not well, me.
Not maybe you can just fight it off. I'm just saying, any small animals, kick them.
No, it was big.
Oh, was it?
And it was a dog.
Oh, yeah.
You can't kick
the dog.
I don't
know. I always imagine in my mind that if an animal that crawls on four legs or is like shorter than me.
I mean, you could get rabies.
Chases me, I'll just kick it. No. I feel like I can kick at anything. Like, how hard is it to kick a large object in front of you?
You can't outrun a raccoon.
I'm not going to outrun it. I'm just going to kick it.
And then it'll come back and chase you.
A lot of animals, the moment you like hit them or something. Okay, maybe not dogs. Dogs are a little crazy.
They'll come
like,
after you.
They will. Actually, even cats too. Cats are really vindictive too. But yeah, other than that.
But I feel like if I was getting chased by a dog.
Yeah.
My fight or flight would kick in and I'd be. That's what would motivate me.
Yeah. It's like before the 5K, just like let some dogs loose.
Rile up a dog or something.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Loser, and then start running. God.
But yeah, you guys got to tell me when you're doing that next. On the weekend, though.
Okay.
But like when things settle down for a bit.
Yeah, like tomorrow, but maybe next weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Gotcha. Exactly. Okay.
I'll text when I'm here Friday.
I'm bringing Hanan with me. She's going to be with us. Okay.
Deal. Hanan, you heard it here first.
Yeah.
You're coming on a run with us.
She's going to watch this. We'll see. But... you know, speaking of next week, mm-hmm. we're going to end the podcast here.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Exactly.
We're so close to 8K. I think we're like 30 followers away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Inshallah, we hit 10K soon.
Yeah, hit the subscribe button. I know there's a lot of new, like we see the what do you call it again? The statistics?
Yeah, the analytics.
The analytics.
Yeah.
Like there are a lot of people who are not subscribed who are watching this. So just go ahead. This is one, takes 2 seconds. Just press the button.
I know.
Even now when you click the subscribe button, you get like a little like reaction, you know?
Yeah.
So you get a little animation. Okay. So if you want to see that animation, all you have to do is hit the subscribe button. Okay. It takes like 1 second. You get a little animation. Everybody's happy. Okay.
And
a little dopamine rush.
And you'll be part of the Under the 10K Club.
Exactly.
So when we do our giveaway, you'll automatically be, you know?
Yeah.
In that pool.
We'll make it work. Okay.
Exactly.
But like I said, I mean, other than that, go ahead and follow us on the other platforms, Cousin Connection Pod, Instagram, TikTok. We're still posting on there clips and everything to see what's going on with the podcast. Until next week, we'll see y'all later.
Bye. Bye.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.